Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Wednesday, August 21st. Jaguars training camp practice number 20 in the books. We're going to recap it here today. You know, when you talk to the coaches, you get the players, this is really more of a game week setting than an actual training camp setting. But from a media perspective, it is still technically the end of training camp with the final preseason game coming up this week. We're going to talk about it here today. We had a lot going on, really. Even though it was a shorter practice than what we're usually allowed to see, it was only about an hour. A lot happened within that practice, before the practice, heard from Press Taylor before things got kicked off, heard from Anton Harrison and Trevor Lawrence afterwards. We're going to talk about all that good stuff here today. Really appreciate y'all being here. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member here on YouTube as well. All right, so Jaguars training camp practice number 20, the final training camp practice, if you will, of this season, of the 2024 preseason. Jaguars taking on the Falcons Friday night. So Press Taylor, as I mentioned, met with the media, but not before there was a fire drill to start the day. Just minutes before Press Taylor was scheduled to meet with the media, Jaguars apparently had a fire drill. That's what we've been told. It was interesting, right? Everybody pouring out of the Miller Electric Center, media, restaurant staff or cafeteria staff, whatever they should be called there, the chefs, PR staff. It was something else. Did not expect that. But Press Taylor still met with the media at his scheduled time, I will say. Did not make him late. He said he's pleased with the progress of the offensive line in the running game. He was asked if he has seen more progress with the running game or the pass protection from the offensive line. He said the running game, and I think he said that because they didn't really feel necessarily like they needed to improve a ton in pass protection. After what happened last year, when you talk about your starters, they have good guys in pass pro on the starting lineup. Anton Harrison, very good in pass pro. Brandon Scherff, very good in pass pro. Mitch Morse, a good pass protector. Ezra Cleveland, above average. And then Cam Robinson, also a good pass protecting left tackle. So I think he wanted to focus more on the running game. I think the whole offseason, training camp, preseason has been more about focusing on getting that running game going. And he says that they have definitely made good progress. He's feeling good about it. But he also says, you know, we haven't seen the starting five together, which you will see Friday night. He also talked about until it's live, until it's the real regular season game, you don't really know the speed of it. And also just like, can you move the man across from you? That's going to be key. So Press Taylor is pleased, but I think he also realizes they haven't really proven anything yet. Also talked about Evan Engram being kind of like the ideal professional, first on the field, first off the field, or last off the field, excuse me, after practice ends. And then he's bringing guys along with him, right? Like he's really taking Brenton Strange under his wing and helping him grow as a professional as well. So Press Taylor loves that. Said he feels good about bringing in EJ Perry with the locker room fit, the fit with the playbook within this scheme, you know, for what he's probably going to be here the next 5 days, something like that. Jaguars brought him in to obviously take the place of CJ Beathard this week, who is out with a groin injury. and you're going to have cut down days next Tuesday. So EJ Perry's not going to be around very long in all likelihood, but he is going to have a game to prepare for this weekend and potentially get in there and take some reps. We'll see how it goes. Press Taylor said he is very excited to get that starting five offensive line on the field on Friday. Said that Cole Van Lannen has had a really solid camp. Says there's been great buy-in from him from the very beginning of this offseason, and says he's really flashed in the run game, sealing off the backside. So Cole Van Lannen, somebody that's impressing the coaching staff as a tackle. Says the new IR rules can really help you with maneuvering the roster at the end of training camp and cut down days. And if you're not familiar with that, you can now, at the end of training camp, you can put two guys on IR. And then again, this will be next Tuesday. You can put two guys on injured reserve that will not have to miss the entire season, right? You can put two guys on that list and you can take them off and they don't have to miss the entire season. It used to be that if you put someone on injured reserve, you know, at the end of training camp, that they're out for the year or anytime during training camp. That's no longer the case with this new rule. So that's going to be helpful for the Jaguars. Obviously, Dewey Wingert injured right now. I think he's someone that will probably be looked at in that regard. And maybe Keelan Robinson, we'll see what ends up happening there. But he says that can certainly help you maneuver cut down day, and all sorts of teams are doing all sorts of different things to try to keep the most players that they can and keep the best situation going that they can. And that helps teams. Says that he's really pleased with Brian Thomas Jr.'s progress. Says that he's gotten so much better from the day he got here to the start of training camp to now, and that he will continue to grow. And he's not the player right now that he will be heading into week one, which is, September 8th, Jaguars taking on the Dolphins in Miami. He's really happy with the growth, the confidence that he's built throughout practice and then going out there and getting it done in the games. So that's obviously very positive for your first round pick. EJ Perry, again, the new quarterback, new old quarterback. He's been here a couple times before, wearing number 6 for the Jacksonville Jaguars, same number as Darnell Savage. Again, during training camp, there's going to be some repeat numbers on offense and defense because you got 90 players. Not a whole lot of options there. So practice-wise, I'm just going to roll through this whole thing chronologically here because it was basically 1 hour of work that we saw. You know, normally I'm trying to condense like 2.5 hours down into a few minutes here, but we're just going to roll through this whole thing. They did like a full kickoff simulation, kickoff, kick return, offense goes out there, did punt team as well. I will say that there was no punt on that punt team rep, by the way. Not going to go any further on that. No real contact today. You did not have pads. It was really kind of at times in between, I would say, a walkthrough and full speed. So there were moments where it looked like it was full speed. Certainly Tyson Campbell always going full speed, was able to get some pass breakups. But overall, I don't think that the offensive line and defensive line were really hitting each other in this one. You did see Eric Armstead out there during the team portion of practice, which was good. But again, not really full contact. But still, I think that's progress for Eric Armstead, who you're going to want to get ready to go by week one. I think that that would be the goal for the Jaguars right now. I don't think they need to see him in preseason week three, and they haven't commented or committed either way on if Eric Armstead will be up for that game. Again, they are planning on playing starters up to two quarters, according to Doug Peterson. Trevor Lawrence in this 11-on-11 period, again, that was kind of in between a walkthrough and full speed, not quite full speed. Trevor Lawrence hit Brian Thomas Jr. on the first play. That was nice to see. Parker Washington had a drop, but then had a big catch down the field later in the same period. Trevor Lawrence was hit Gabe Davis on a big play as well. Some defensive notes. You had Asaizi.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask New People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Otomewo. I'm pretty sure I got that corrected. The pronunciation there. Asezi Otomewo. Not saying it probably quickly enough, but I went and made sure that I got the pronunciation guide on that, and he had a run stuff, and he's had so many good plays penetrating into the backfield and causing disruption for the Jaguars throughout training camp and the preseason. Josh Allen had a would-be sack. Travis Gibson, he had a would-be hustle/coverage sack, and he's been doing that all camp. Jalen Jackson getting back to the offense there had a nice long run untouched in that same period, and then Buster Browns picked up a pass breakup covering Seth Williams. So that was that 11-on-11 period. You went right into some 7-on-7 red zone pretty much. And you had Lawrence to Davis in the end zone. Davis dropped it, made up for it with a touchdown grab a little bit later on. Travis Etienne, he had a grab from Trevor Lawrence, did not score, but then two straight plays a little bit later was able to find the end zone as a receiver. So Travis Etienne heavily involved in the passing game. Trevor Lawrence had a missed connection with Britton Strange. I'm not sure if I'd call it a drop per se, but a missed connection. I think it wasn't the most accurate throw. Could it have been caught? You know, maybe. Brian Thomas Jr. did have a drop extending for the ball twice today in the team portion of practice, but he also made up for it with a touchdown grab during the 7-on-7 period in the red zone. Parker Washington had another catch from Trevor Lawrence for a score in 7-on-7 red zone. Ingram scored in 7-on-7. Mac Jones, he hit Austin Trammell for 6, and Trammell has just continued to impress, in my opinion. You saw EJ Perry rip one in to Denzel Mims for 6 in this 7-on-7 red zone period. Seth Williams and Jalen Jackson both had grabs as well. Josiah DeGuara, Joshua Cephas all had grabs in this period. And then getting into some kickoff after that, a little bit of kickoff work, and then more 11-on-11, this time in the red zone. Lawrence had a ball that was too high for Parker Washington. He then hit Gabe Davis for a nice gain. He had some good timing between Lawrence and Brian Thomas Jr. for another score. A nice pass to the rookie, and then, again, as I mentioned, Thomas did drop 2 passes today, but I wouldn't be too worried about that. He's looked pretty consistent over the last few weeks. Gabe Davis got in the end zone for another score. Seth Williams had a nice grab with Tyson Campbell in tight coverage, a contested catch, certainly. And then to close out that 11-on-11 red zone, you saw Devin Lloyd get multiple run stuff, so that was impressive by Devin Lloyd, certainly there. You went into some 11-on-11 late in practice, backed up on the goal line, trying to move the ball, work the ball down the field from that position, being backed up on your own goal line. Lawrence had a handoff to Bigsby, picked up a couple yards. He hit Evan Ingram moving the ball down the field. Etienne had a run to the second level, then was able to, Trevor Lawrence was able to hit Gabe Davis. You saw Devin Duvernay carry the football. Evan Ingram, I believe at the end of that drive, scored. I couldn't quite see from my vantage point. And then you also had Mac Jones trying to do the same thing, drive the ball down the field with some of his guys. Saw Seth Williams hobbled a little bit, but he jogged off. Tyson Campbell was very physical on a rep with him where he broke up a pass. Mac Jones was able to hit Elijah Cooks then down the field, and then Denzel Mims made a couple grabs pretty much at the end of practice there to pick up chunk plays. I think he may have scored on the last one. You did see some onside kick practice to wrap it up, which, of course, you're going to see from every team around the league. You heard from Anton Harrison and Trevor Lawrence after practice, as I mentioned. Anton Harrison said he is really excited to get into year two fully healthy. He's not dealing with the shoulder that he was dealing with last year. He thinks that as a whole, the offensive line is really making progress in the run game, but he feels really good about where he's at as well. Got those two pancakes the other day, and I think he's really feeling good about his progress there. And he did have some food tics. No biscuits. And if you're unfamiliar, we've got kind of a social media personality for Anton Harrison, Food Take Ton. He says no to biscuits, no to cornbread, yes to sugar on spaghetti. Interesting takes, no doubt about it. I'm definitely a biscuits and cornbread type of guy. Have never had sugar on spaghetti. Closest thing I've kind of heard to that, my family's from the islands, Virgin Islands. They do some sugar in the red pea soup. It's actually pretty good, I will have to admit. But I have not tried sugar on spaghetti. Also heard from Trevor Lawrence. He talked about Evan Ingram's work ethic as well. I think somebody's trying to write a story on Evan Ingram because you got some questions about that. But it's absolutely true. Evan Ingram, unbelievable in terms of how dedicated he is to getting right for these football games, to be the best tight end he can be, best player he can be. Trevor Lawrence was also asked about Ton's food takes, and he said he's a big fan of biscuits, which of course you should be. Any Southern boy should be a fan of the biscuits. Like sweet cornbread, said not a fan of sugar on spaghetti, but he did ask the media about drinking milk with spaghetti and then proceeded to say that he doesn't do that. It was certainly a fun little scrum there. Trevor Lawrence talking to the media, having a good time chopping it up. But on a real note, I did ask Trevor Lawrence if it's important to get that starting five offensive line to get live reps behind them in a preseason game before the start of the regular season. He said he does think it's important, and he is excited about that opportunity, and thinks that, you know, being able to do some checks at the line, call out when you're hot, all those sorts of things can really help out before you get into the regular season. And then he also, I asked him about the chemistry building with Brian Thomas Jr., and he said it absolutely is. He feels that Brian Thomas Jr. has been really consistent the last couple weeks, and he's excited to get that going on Friday night, because those two, they haven't been able to hook up for a pass in a preseason game yet. They've obviously connected a ton on the practice field, but both of Brian Thomas Jr.'s catches have been from the backup quarterback. So look for that connection, certainly on Friday night. Tonight, we will have our Club Jaguar podcast over on UCF Jaguars channel. It'll be live 8:30 p.m. on UCF Jaguars YouTube channel, so be sure to tune in for that. I'll also be previewing the Falcons game tomorrow and getting into the defensive side of the 53-man roster predictions. Really appreciate all y'all's support, everyone for tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell. And don't forget, if you need some new Duval gear, check out jenjag.com/shop. Y'all have a good one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy.
So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.